This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Tuesday, August 9th. Well, fairly quiet day in the wheat space yesterday, as it was for corn and beans. Markets kind of just entering the week on a fairly soft tone here, waiting for Friday's supply demand report, waiting for yesterday afternoon's crop condition report, and waiting to see what kind of weather actually evolves across the Midwest. So the crop condition ratings came in lower than last week, not a huge surprise, but a little bit lower than expected in corn. Good to excellent ratings at 58% were down 3 from last week and about 1 more than what the trade is looking for. It's also worth noting that about 16% of the crop is in poor to very poor condition. Most of that, of course, understandably, is in the Central Plains and in the western to southwestern Midwest, where so much of the heat has been centered, and of course the dryness has been prevalent over that region as well. Soybean crop conditions dropped 1 at 59%. 11% of that crop is also in poor to very poor conditions. Hard red spring wheat dropped 6 points. That's a pretty big drop, especially for this late in the year, but we're at 64%. Good to excellent. Harvest is also at 9%, so we're really not making that much of an impact at this point in spring wheat. We're maturing. Even if you got rain now, it wouldn't help. Montana is sitting at 22% harvested, which is about 3 points ahead of the average. So that's going to be pretty choppy harvest for Montana. A lot of that was put in late. Some of it obviously early, with harvest pretty much on schedule, but it's going to be a kind of a drawn out harvest across much of the northern plains, especially across North Dakota. They haven't seen any harvest yet, according to the progress report. But suffice it to say that private estimates are declining for yields for corn and beans. We were hearing reports anywhere from 170 for corn up to 175. 175 to 176 is right about your trend line. Anything below like 175 starts to get us into some pretty tight ending stock situation. What we're seeing is private guys starting to come in around 172 to 173. So it's pretty bullish development. But I think the trade is going to kind of hold off on getting too bold up here, waiting to see what USDA gives us, because those numbers will be as of August 1. And that's going to be before we started to see these crop conditions decline. So I think once we get the crop report behind us, most likely this market will start to move higher. I think our seasonal lows are already in. We had a gap here, gap higher a couple weeks ago. Market last week came down and tested that gap, almost filled it, not quite. And now it's bounced and moved away from that. So that's probably going to be your major support level. And I think that for corn, like I was talking about yesterday, I think corn is going to be the leader here in the fall, with the European drought just decimating that crop. Your feed grain supply worldwide is going to drop significantly. We're going to get very little out of Ukraine. Europe is going to become a major importer. Normally they would take a lot of that from Brazil, but the general consensus seems to be Brazil's not going to have enough for that. So there's quite a bit of chatter about the EU dropping some of its restrictions on U.S. GMO corn, some of these varieties that have been, or the traits of the GMO that have been banned in Europe, quite possibly could at least be temporarily lifted. So we'll see where that takes us. But just the prospect that we would be exporting corn to Europe kind of just speaks to the situation that we have. And it's really ironic to see that the market has dropped so much in the face of intense drought across Europe, the war in the Black Sea, heat and dryness here in the United States. I think even with soybeans, the whole grain space has just been kind of had the rug pulled out from it. I think a lot of that is hedge fund just getting out of the space. They've not been successful in this market for years, in fact. And got all bulled up as the market rallied into the war rally, but then it just fell apart. And it's really been difficult to get some traction here. The night session has soybeans pretty strong again. I think We're expecting to see more crop condition declines. The heat is sticking around the Central Plains and the Southern Midwest. I think that you probably have more potential to reduce soybean yields at this point than you do corn. And again, corn is still on a downward trajectory as far as yields and production go. Getting back to the war in Ukraine, there has been shelling across the largest nuclear facility, not only in Ukraine, but in all of Europe. And there has been some damage done there. It doesn't seem to be getting a lot of attention in the grain space. We're not seeing radiation leaks yet, which would explain why, but that's something that we're keeping a very close eye on. If you start seeing, a nuclear meltdown or something over there, that's huge and would become very bullish for the market. We're also seeing vessels continue to leave Ukraine. These are vessels that have been loaded since February, finally getting out of the ports. Question is, what kind of condition is that grain in? It's been sitting there for months and finding a home for it. The next question becomes getting new crop production to the ports and loaded and shipped. We'll see how successful that is. So there's a lot going on, not only in wheat, but across the grain space. We've had just a huge sell-off here. You could argue that the bull market is over. I think you could make the argument stick for wheat. It doesn't mean we can't rally wheat into the fall like our normal seasonal rallies would have us. But to get back to those highs that were put in March on this war would be, I think, a tall task for the wheat space. You'd have to have some pretty significant production losses, somewhere significant. Maybe Argentina would be enough to do it, but I think just with the massive Russian crop coming at us, it's going to be difficult to really lift the wheat market sharply higher. It could come on corn, which again, I think will be the leader of the grain space here as we get into the fall, but I don't think soybeans are going to get left behind either. In fact, they're leading the way today higher for good reason. So it's the row crops that are seeing yield declines here in the U.S., but it's going to be feed grains that lead the way higher. And just the lack of feed grain coming out of the Black Sea, at least for corn out of Ukraine, Russia looks like they'll have a lot of low-quality wheat. They may have to push that into the feed grain market, but they're certainly that's going to come later if they just have no other way of moving it into the food market. So row crops, I think, will probably already have found their seasonal low. We'll start to work our way higher once we get past this crop report on Friday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.